As we just heard, reconciliation always requires hard work and patience to achieve. Our next story describes a day in the life of an Israeli activist who is trying to mediate disputes over land between Israelis and Palestinians. Jake Warga followed him in East Jerusalem and the West Bank.
I pull up riding shotgun in a beaten-up white Honda, not designed for rocky dirt roads. Driving is Rabbi Arik Asherman with Rabbis for Human Rights. He's here in a far corner of East Jerusalem, a bit late, to try and convince three elderly Palestinian farmers, and two donkeys, to stay and tend to their fields. If they don't plow the land now, it'll be too hard for planting olive trees next season. Their land happens to be close to an Israeli settlement, so two armored Humvees and an Israeli border police vehicle have just forced them to leave. Asherman talked frantically with the military en route over the phone to secure permission for the farmers to work. They had permission, but orders were crossed. It happens all the time. Arik switches from English to Hebrew,
Salam alaikum,
to Arabic when addressing the farmers. But the farmers are done for the day. It's too late. They've packed up their donkeys.
I'm trying to convince them. Because the army told them to leave, they're scared.
Arik's little car is dwarfed by the Humvees as they drive past effortlessly over the rocky ground. Arik, too, seems much smaller. Next stop, a Palestinian family has been given notice that their home will be demolished. Arik shows up to help with the paperwork.
He's saying how terrible it is, and we have no money, we have nothing, where do they want us to go? I said to her, I mean, she's asking, why would a government do this? Why would anyone do this? I said, tell the truth. The government doesn't want Palestinians here, and therefore they're going to make it impossible for you to live here. I don't have much I can answer, really. Hello?
Arik gets an urgent call. A home is being demolished in East Jerusalem, and we're back on the road.
Seeing a home being demolished is one of the... There's plenty of awful things you see in human rights work. It's one of the most awful things you can see. The worst of it is even afterwards if you're there when the children come home from school. And they went off in the morning, they had a home, and now there's rubble. You know, looking for trying to pick out of the rubble a favorite book or a toy. That's the kind of thing you don't wish on your worst enemies.
You can't miss a home being demolished by two large excavators, by the sound or the military presence, police and army in riot gear. We park some distance away and walk to the site. When we get there, I climb to the roof of a house next door, joining the rest of the neighborhood that's gathered to watch. Just off to our right are new Israeli settlements. I speak to one Palestinian man and ask him, why does he think they're really doing this?
The real thing, I think everybody knows it. It's because they want not only to destroy the house, they want to destroy the head, the mind, the everything, the people, they want to destroy it. So this is the hurt. It's really hurt because it's a problem. Since 30 years, we say we will peace together, Jewish and Arab, but we don't see the future. No future, really. This is our land. It's my grandfather's land. In the war, 67, they just take it. They said it's now Israeli. It will never end. It will be till the next generation the same. It's a problem. This is the history.
In an odd act of concern, the destruction crew, as they were leaving, stretch a red caution tape around the pile of rubble. Okay, fighting has started. I clamber back up to the roof for a better view. Older Palestinian men are holding back a younger man. He's in tears and probably the one who threw a rock that started the fighting.
I'm on the roof watching the group fighting. Down below, this police truck. Riot gear is coming in. Arik is standing in between the groups, between the riot line and the protesters, and they seem to have broken a water line, adding greatly to the confusion. The tractors are leaving, or trying to now.
Things eventually calm down. I find Arik back at the car. He hands me a piece of rubble from the house while he opens the trunk, adding it to chunks of debris from other demolitions. He'll pile them in front of the mayor's office during the next protest. Back on the road, I ask him what he was doing when the tensions peaked.
I saw you negotiating there in the front line.
I was just positioning myself so that if violence would have started, I would have been in a position to try to slow down our block or try to talk some sense into the border police. For some reason, people get upset when you come and demolish their homes. It was mostly the other Palestinians that were doing their best to control the crowd. Say, you know, it doesn't do any good. Why should someone be killed over this? Because people have been killed in demonstrations around home demolitions. And what I was trying to, I was explaining also to the border police that what they were doing was against international law. I always say to them, listen, you're in uniform now, you do what you're told, but you're also citizens, and think about what you've seen here. Remember what you've seen here. On the one level, this is not fun, what I do, as an Israeli, as a Jew, as a rabbi, as a Zionist, to deal every day with the deepest, darkest corners of the society that I love. It seems so overwhelmingly important that it just seems what I'm here to do. Hello.
For the World, I'm Jake Warga in East Jerusalem.